Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hey, family, friends, and strangers. Thanks for joining the Monday Matters podcast with me, Holly Cochran. Today, I want to just talk about the victim mindset or a negative mindset or a closed mindset. Call it whatever you want. But I've been talking or trying to describe this way of thinking to people in the last little while, and I thought I just wanted to create an episode that I can share so that if people are wondering if they might be succumbing to a victim mindset, or it might be that it is so natural to think this way because of how you've been raised, the people who you have heard speaking to you for years, that you don't even realize it's a thing. You don't realize that it's not just the way everybody thinks. So I want you to just imagine on Winnie the Pooh, you know, Eeyore, and poor Eeyore, like, woe is me. Nothing ever good happens to me. Got that rain cloud over me all the time. If you have an Eeyore in your world, and maybe they don't talk like that and they don't get that funny voice and you don't see the rain cloud over their head, but when you are talking to them, it feels like it's kind of draining because everything that they say seems to be a bit of a downer. You can't ever seem to get anything positive out of them, or you can't ever understand if, you know, are they enjoying anything in life? That victim mentality of everything is woe is me, or the Eeyore in the room, can be tackling everything in life that same way, which just makes life more difficult. When you are of a victim mindset, it's the opposite of being powerful, empowered, and in control. And so when you catch yourself or understand and learn something about yourself, that you are coming from this sort of victim mindset, you have an opportunity to start to make a shift. So I'm going to do another whole podcast on what to do if the victim mindset is something that you feel like you could spend some time working on. But for today, let's just really understand what it's like to look at the world through anything but rose-colored glasses. When you have a victim mindset, the definition that I found, which I thought was one of the words that was part of the definition, is a habitual. So this is something that comes really natural, so natural that you don't realize that you're doing it. So victim mentality refers to the habitual psychological state where an individual perceives themselves as a victim of a negative action, perceives themselves as a victim of negative actions of others, even in the absence of clear evidence. So I hear kids often talking like this, you know, they're getting picked on, somebody's looking at them funny. That happens all the time. So-and-so is looking at me and so-and-so is trying so hard to not make eye contact with you that they're actually not looking at you. There is no evidence that so-and-so isn't looking at you, but you have this negative victim mindset that people must obviously be looking at you, judging you, thinking negative about you, wishing you weren't there, instead of having a more positive outlook or growth mindset that maybe that other person is also feeling really uncomfortable in the room and I should smile. If they're looking my direction, maybe a smile would be a good idea. Nope, just they're so-and-so's looking at me. People with a victim mindset often believe that life happens to them and that they have little or no control over their circumstances. So they say things like, you know, I have no choice, or, you know, it's just the way it is. I don't have any say in it. I can't help it. I can't help the way this is turning out. I have no, you know, I have no other decision to be made. This is just the way it's going to be. If you think that there's no change or no ability for you to have any control over a particular situation, you don't have an open mind to that situation. And it happens when people are in relationships. The word relationship means a two-way street. You can't have a relationship just all by, well, you can have a relationship with yourself, yes, but relationships are something that you engage with someone else. So if you are thinking that a relationship is not necessarily serving you, or it's not a great relationship, or this isn't one that feels good, there's always a way for you to participate in that relationship differently. Even if the other person is being, you know, the aggressor, there's always a way for you to participate in relationships differently and take responsibility for how you are in a relationship instead of how the relationship is happening to you. So if you believe that you need to wait for somebody else to change in order for a relationship to improve, that's not a very growth mindset thought. Somebody else's behavior shouldn't be what you wait for in order for a relationship to improve in your own mind and in your perspective. So when you blame other people for the way your world is, that it's somebody else's fault, somebody else made you feel this way, somebody else's actions have got you to where you are, if you project that blame onto somebody else and don't take responsibility for your situation, again, that's the victim mindset. Nobody has put you where you are in life. You're where you're at because of the choices that you made, which is sometimes a really empowering statement, because if you're not enjoying where you are in life, you get to make different choices. Nobody puts you there, so nobody keeps you there. You get to have the opportunity to make change, to even, it might not be a physical change, it might not be grand that even people can see. It might be a mindset shift change. Nothing looks any different except for the way that you are looking at the world. That can be what changes. It might not be that the external world around you is shifting. It might be that internally the way you see the world and its negativity can switch so that you don't have to stay in that victim mindset. You can actually be in the exact same situation with a more growth mindset, open mindset, empowered mindset, even if nothing is changing around you. It's easy for the victim mindset to be contagious. It's just as easy for the empowered mindset to be contagious. But for some reason, the saying misery loves company holds very true. So if you work in a work environment, or if people and members of your family are constantly being the Eeyores in the crowd, and all you ever hear when you start your day is, you know, the office politics or the government politics, and how, you know, we're just being put upon and bullied by the corporation. And if everything that you listen to sounds like we're blaming the external sources, we're blaming our poor management, our leaders aren't effective, we just have complaint, our, you know, coworkers are not holding their end of the deal, that blaming other people for how we're feeling on any given day, even though some of those things could be absolutely true, and you could be feeling that way, when that's the only perception you have and you never work at switching that perception and looking for anything better than that, it's easy to get stuck there. Really easy. It becomes a habit to just be, woe is me, thinking of those, you know, negative thought processes becomes a huge habit that can be broken, but very easy to fall back into. And sometimes you need just to find somebody else that doesn't want to be stuck in that spiral anymore. And, you know, together start to shift the perspective and the mentality, either within your family, within your work environment. I challenge you to take a listen and hear yourself talk, whether it's in your head or actually the words that are coming out of your mouth. And if it sounds like you're complaining, if it sounds like you are, you know, spending a lot of time worrying about worst case scenarios, thinking of all the bad things that can happen, thinking about all the bad things that have happened and are planning to happen to you, thinking about all the negative things that other people are engaged in that you are, you know, on the receiving end of. If you find that you are sitting around having coffee and everybody is complaining, you are involved in that habitual, persistent psychological state of a victim mindset. And it is not a very healthy place to be. They've done lots of studies on people with the victim mindset versus an empowered growth mindset. And the longevity of life is significantly shorter if you are an Eeyore. If you can't find the joy, your purpose, some gratitude, it's really difficult for you to be healthy. We are completely all connected, mind, body, and soul. And so working on the mind is just as important as working on the body. So if you know of an Eeyore, if you're raising an Eeyore, we work at this in my house. I have a bit of an Eeyore that we have to constantly remind to switch out of the negative thought processes. What's some good things that could come from this? Trying new things. Like, yes, we do hard things and they might actually be good. Like, I have to work at an Eeyore a lot because it's been a bit of a habit. It feels natural. It's the go-to default thought process that we're working on all the time to switch out of. And surround yourself with the kinds of thoughts and talk. You might not be able to switch who you work with. You might not be able to change who sits around the table at coffee, but the rest of the time, you have a little bit more control over the social media that you consume or the people you spend time with outside of work or, you know, the friends that you enjoy. You need to listen to yourself. Listen to the words that are coming out of your mouth. And if it sounds like something Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh would be saying, just catch yourself and think, is this really how I want to project inside to myself what the world is like? And is it part of how I want to project to the outside world? Do I want to be the Eeyore in this crowd? Even though I might be in good company and there's a lot of people in this crowd who are all like, I'm fitting right in. When I talk like this, I sound like everybody else around the table. But do you want to? Do you want to sound like the people around the table who have legitimate feelings? We're never going to negate people's feelings. But I go back all the time to, we're choosing a lot. We have so much more choice than we believe we have. So if we actually focused on the things we had choice over, how we feel gets to be on that list. And do we want to constantly be choosing to sit around and complain? Would it be better to not sit around and complain? Maybe you're not going to want to be at that table for as long as everybody else, because you can only sit quietly and positively for so long, and then you find yourself getting sucked into the conversation, and here you are talking like Eeyore again. So you have to remove yourself from that situation so as to be able to practice the change, practice the empowering mindset shift. It might be just as empowering to get up and walk away from the table so that you know, hey, I don't have to be there. I don't have to think and sound like Eeyore today. I don't want to. I'm going to go about my own business with a little bit more open mind, positive mindset. I did this because I want people to just take a pause. The world has become, you know, a really difficult place. It doesn't matter what profession you're in right now, from healthcare and teachers and entrepreneurs and, you know, RCMP and people working shift work and not. It really doesn't matter where you're involved in the world right now. It's kind of a tough place for a lot of people. And when the going gets tough, sometimes so does the thought processes. So I just encourage you, as you go about navigating hard things in your world every day, to be taking stock. Have I sounded like Eeyore today? Am I doing some complaining? Do I blame other people for my situation? Am I taking responsibility for my environment, my state of mind? Am I taking responsibility for where I am in this life and how well I'm doing and how well I'm feeling? And if not, then tune in next week, because we're going to talk about ways to start moving from a victim negative mindset into a more empowered growth mindset. But just start writing down or taking note of, when do you feel put upon? When do you feel like you've had no control and somebody has done something to you or made you feel a certain way? When you start to feel like you are losing that control, take note. What are the situations? Who are the players at the table at that moment? And see if there's a common denominator. See if there's a certain situation that you sort of lose your power in on a regular basis, because that's going to be the best place to start practicing the switch, the mindset growth mindset switch. Okay, I hope that I haven't been visiting with very many Eeyores in the world, except that I know I hear about it a lot. I know that I'm going to make some kids listen to this and ask them, you know, like, what have you thought about that's been good today? And how many times have you thought so-and-so's looking at you funny? I know there's Eeyores in everybody's family, everybody's workplace, everybody's world. So just do a check-in. Think about what's coming out of your mouth. Are you empowered and positive and having a growth mindset and looking for things to be happy about more often than not? You don't have to stuff your feelings away. You don't have to negate the ones you have. We all feel frustrated and angry and hurt. But do you have a victim mindset? Or do you own those feelings, acknowledge that they're real, and then look for ways to become a stronger, better human in difficult situations? I hope everybody has a great week. I think you're all doing a wonderful job. And tune in next week so that we can start making a shift to a more empowered mindset.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listen to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.